The Elevate Las Cruces Comprehensive Plan is a roadmap that will serve as the city's guide for long-term growth and sustainability over the next two decades. The project is a full revision to the document the city partially updated in 2013, based on policies from 1999. City officials recently hosted the first round of public workshops to get feedback from residents, property, and business owners to identify where and how Las Cruces should develop going forward. Project manager Srijana Bosnat says because it's the community's plan, it's important to get as many different perspectives as possible on the project's ground floor.
We're actually very much like at the beginning stages, looking pretty high level. We're looking at the guiding principles. So they're very broad, and we're trying to define how what our values are as a community. It's not specific at the stage. Once we collect this input, our consultants are going to go back and they're going to provide us with a report. And we're actually working very closely with our advisory committee for the comprehensive plan, and that consists of people in the community as well. And so they will have a lot of hands-on sort of feedback on what we're doing as well. And then we're going to take all of this and we're going to come up with new guiding principles.
The plan, which Bosnat says the city is required by charter to update every 10 years, focuses on issues including infrastructure, housing, transportation, land use, and community character. District 5 resident Larry Lufkin attended the meeting held at the Doñana Community College East Mesa campus. Lufkin says he and his wife moved to Las Cruces from the Chicago area 3 years ago.
So we haven't lived in the city long, but we certainly are concerned about a lot of the growth issues and other issues that this meeting is addressing. We definitely are concerned about traffic, especially high rates of speed along Highway 70 where we live. There are a lot of abandoned buildings, even homes in the area, even downtown, that I think are definitely keeping the city from being an attraction for more people to move here. We'd like to see more efforts in that area.
Another attendee, Paul Doolin, recently moved to Las Cruces, but has been living in Doñana County for 23 years. Doolin says it's important for both the county and city to have continuity between their comprehensive plans. Along with affordable housing, Doolin says he values diversifying the city's economy to drive economic development.
There should be alignment of the schools all the way up to the universities and to the businesses that there should be. You should have a future, in other words, in the area. Otherwise, you grow up and you leave this community, and we have a brain drain. We have, you know, the best and brightest don't live here anymore. They go someplace else where they have more together. And the important thing is Las Cruces, it is a nice place to live and should stay a nice place to live, both from the standpoint of crime, but also think about the community's character, think about sustainable growth, think about economic development.
Along with a resident advisory committee, the city is collaborating with numerous stakeholders and consultants like Texas-based Half Associates. Vice President Jim Carrillo says the project will incorporate public input into the plan's overarching themes like economic prosperity and healthy communities.
Then from there we go into more detail on specific aspects of the city. For example, the park system, mobility and transportation, and mobility across the board, not just cars, transit, you know, bike and ped. What can we do to make it easy and connected across the city? So all these pieces, we work in these pieces, and at the end of the day you have this plan that's both visionary, but then it has strategies to achieve all those kinds of visionary things at many different levels across the city.
The meeting attracted mostly older residents, but a city's success often depends on its ability to retain young people. Doñana Community College architecture sophomore Joshua Hernandez says he thinks his generation should be more active in such meetings because they are the city's future. A Las Cruces native, Hernandez says issues that matter to him include housing and the Oregon Mountains.
I think Las Cruces is doing very well and growing, but I don't want to see Las Cruces turn into like a crazy city. We have beautiful mountains that I think need to be preserved, national parks that need to be preserved, but what I would like to see, I guess, specifically is just more social gatherings as a community and as a city for us to get together more often and have social activities.
Carrillo says it's important for the city to reflect landmarks like the Oregon Mountains in its identity as it continues to grow.
Because that's one of the things that makes Cruces such a wonderful place to be. that you've got you surrounded by the Oregon Mountains, the beautiful sky, all these things that are just incredible. You want neighborhoods, the downtown area, the newer parts of the city to all have character that sort of reflects that natural beauty, but that also creates sort of semi-communities, smaller communities of their own, where people can live and thrive and just enjoy being there.
City planners say they expect to complete the project by December 2019. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.